press conference of Andrei Rublev. Any questions in English, please raise your hand. Craig?
Andre, as you know, that was your first meeting with Novak. Obviously not the result that you wanted, but what did it feel like going out to play him, and how nervous were you?
I don't know how nervous I was because I was not thinking about it. For sure, could be much worse about emotions, and for sure could be much better because today still was a lot of emotions, and I could feel it during the rallies because looks like everything is fine. Looks like I'm playing some good rallies, but then suddenly so many unusual mistakes, easy from the positions that normally. I'm playing well, I'm hitting hard from these positions, and today I was missing a lot, and I missed today maybe already, I missed like couples, maybe completely easy to hit a winner, and I missed them. So it means I was a bit rushing today too much, but this is normal. I have to pass this experience. I've been through this when I was playing my first meeting against Andy, against Rafa. And it always takes time. You need to play a couple of matches like this to feel I don't know the your opponent to feel that you can compete with the best players. It takes time, and this I think it's good that it's happened now, before some more important matches that I still have chance to be on a tournament. So now is time to take a lesson from this match and to give my best for the next match.
What do you mean by emotions? Was it a case of you were feeling a bit overwhelmed
because you were playing? A bit like rushing, you know, like you're playing one of the best player and you feel, okay, now I have chance to finish the point or to take a lead in during the rally and play there aggressive to, you know, you try to. You think too much sometimes, you know, and in the end, okay, this is a chance I have to go. You go, and in the end, instead of to make it, like usually you do on other matches, you're missing them, you know, or maybe you're hitting not that good or not that smart that he catch you, and in the end, he make you passing shots and stuff like that, you know, like overthinking, like, yeah, like stress, rushing.
Alberto?
Добрый вечер, Андрей. Do you think we spoke before the competition? You said that you have to grow with the mind. So you think maybe today the problem was mostly mentally, because we saw in the first match you were really in shape, really like in confidence. So maybe you have to build this up also for the next match. It will be very, very important.
Of course. And of course, when on this level, I think it's all about mental. At least in my opinion, because everybody know how to hit backhands, forehands, serves, returns. So it's only about mental. And today, of course, it wasn't my first meeting. And like I said before, I was a bit rushing, a bit overthinking, because every time I was thinking, okay, now I have chance to attack. Now I have chance to lead the point. And you start to think for the next 2-3 shots. And in the end, you don't even make this one, you know. And normally you just shoot and you don't think.
Maybe the first break was like usually it's a good thing, but maybe he rushed you too much. I mean, maybe this time.
I think it's good that I won the first game, because then you saw my second game. I did one double, I did mistake, and then completely easy mistake. So if I would not win the first game, maybe it will be 2-0 in 2 seconds. You never know. So. Like this, at least, was 1-1.
Hakan?
Hello, Andre. Hakan from Eurosport. What kind of match do you expect on Friday?
Well, I expect it's going to be a physical match, mental match, because Kasper, he is a really strong physically. He play really aggressive. He is a really great from the baseline. So you need to play long rallies with him. You need to run a lot. So it's going to be these kind of matches.
Last question with Ubaldo.
Yes. Well, you still have a chance to qualify, so that is important. Is it back in your mind? As soon as you lose, you immediately say, "Oh, tennis gives you a chance, and the ATP finals give you even more than one chance." Normally, the chance is the next tournament. And how does it feel about it? Because you're not used to stay in a place after you have lost, having still a chance to win.
But yeah, I mean, but we know the rules since the before. So we knew that two players are gonna go through. So I still have chances, and Kasper and still have chances. So we'll see. I have to win next match, yes or yes, and Kasper need to win all the matches, yes or yes. So we'll see. Now I'm focused on my match against Friday, against Kasper, and we'll see what's going to happen.
Thank you. We switch to Russian with Yevgeny.
Андрей, привет. Скажи, пожалуйста, вот хотел тебя спросить, в какой степени тебе добавляет уверенности все-таки перед игрой с Рудом тот факт, что ты у него выиграл все четыре предыдущих матча?
Да честно, наверное, не знаю, я об этом не думал, потому что очень многие из них были очень давно. В этом году было два матча в начале года. Он за это время невероятно прибавил в разы. То есть уже нельзя сравнивать с тем, что было в начале года. И из-за этого... И все матчи, причем, которые были, все они были очень супер сложные, супер тяжелые, всегда в какой-то борьбе, где я там мог проигрывать с брейком и так далее. Поэтому в любом случае будет очень тяжелый матч. И я это знаю. Плюс он сам по себе борется до конца всегда. Поэтому посмотрим, как будет.
Спасибо большое.
Удачи. Спасибо. Спасибо.
No more questions in Russian? Thank you.